Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management and Blackridge Asset Management LLC. Peak Broker Services LLC is not an affiliate of Independent Solutions or Financial Guys LLC.
You're listening to The Financial Guys.
We're $23 trillion in debt, honey. We don't have an extra surplus of money. Newsflash, guys. Stop attacking businesses, because when all the businesses are gone, nobody's going to pay your salary anymore. You get that?
If the goal is to create a loser mentality, well, you're winning.
I'm going to build a big, beautiful wall with a big, beautiful door. Well, guess what? We have a big, beautiful door, all right? It's the wide
it's
open southern border, right?
Yeah.
Here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We've got the Financial Guys. I guess not welcome back. If you're tuning in, you know you're here. We are the Financial Guys, a podcast version of the Financial Guys. Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas, and a place where money meets politics. We're going to talk a lot of politics today because there's just so much in the news. I mean, it's just we're going to talk some Biden rallies here. I mean, this it's just it's pathetic.
Is there such
we
a thing as a Biden rally?
We're being so played. We are being so played. This is the media's attempt to make it seem as if Biden's an actual candidate, so that they can basically stuff the ballot box. And by the way, election fraud, multiple articles a day now all over the country. We'll talk about those too. But they're going to try to make this seem as if Biden's a real candidate that has a real chance, which is absolutely not the case. This is, if it's a fair election, folks, this is Reagan Mondale.
Biden might lose New York. I mean, there's a lot of people fed up, right? Although, you know, it's tough to tell the vibe of the city itself being an 8-hour car ride away, but nobody is showing up for Joe Biden. Nobody.
So they had a rally in Florida over the weekend, both Joe Biden and Donald Trump. And Joe Biden, his car parade in Miami is literally pathetic. It's like 15 people. There's one person out there waving a Biden flag. Let me play this audio. I'm not even sure if there's any audio to really play here.
It's his relatives. That's about it.
It's so pathetic. It's a joke. It's one person. Here's a Biden rally. This is it. That's it.
One little Prius goes by.
One guy.
He keeps circling.
It was one car that just went by. Honest to God, there's 15 people there. 15.
Yeah. No, right.
I mean, now Trump showed up on Sunday, and the media, I love the media. The media is calling this an anti-communism rally. Okay. Mm. Well, it just so happened to be that they had Cuban flags up, but they also, on the other side of the car, all had Trump flags on.
Well, that might be an anti-communist.
Yeah, it was. Right, absolutely.
Right. I mean, that's certainly where the Democrats are headed, for sure.
The Miami Police Department, not Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas, not some right wing, the Miami PD estimates that more than 30,000 cars participated in the anti-communist Latinos for Trump caravan in South Florida.
No energy.
30,000 cars.
You know, there was a lot of, at the Trump rally, the first go around, I remember attending the Buffalo one and the one down in South Florida. And there was a lot of anti-Trump folks outside.
Yeah.
You don't even see that anymore, right? I mean, at the Trump rallies, you don't see the anti-Trump people anymore. You just see Trump people.
Right.
That's it.
Exactly. Here's the Trump rally over the weekend. It's huge.
Our homeland in search for
there's like a standing room, not standing room only, but parking room only. It's just full of cars as far as the eye can see. Yeah. And obviously, if you're listening to the podcast,
there's no chance
watch
Biden
the video
wins
tomorrow.
This legally. No chance, straight up, he wins it.
I tell you
not
what, though,
chance.
If Biden wins and Trump loses, then we are Venezuela, folks.
Yep.
We are elections. The deep state counts the votes.
Yep.
And I'm probably not even going to bother to vote anymore in future elections if that's the way we're going to play it. I don't believe that will be the case. So I don't think that they have even enough cheating is going to overdo what Trump is going to. I really think it's going to be a 46 to 4 states. 46 out of 50. I think you lose New York. I do think you lose New York because there's
most
of the smart people have tried to get out, at least, you know, that they can, right? And the rest are now looking.
Yep.
So you lose California. The inner cities, I mean, really, L.A., San Francisco. By the way, in San Francisco, they're still locking people down, right? They've lost four times as many people to opioid deaths.
It's so frustrating. And when you say, like, switching gears a little bit to COVID, and you say, how in the world could these people not look at the research? How could they not look at the numbers? How could they not look at Sweden versus Peru, right? How could you not do that? But then now you understand how school districts go from 90% graduation rates to 80 to 70 to 60 to 50 to 40 Mike, to 30 to 25, right?
Yeah.
You get it. But like, even they just don't stop.
Even the leadership, though, and even the people that should know better, Dr. Sanjay Gupta, who is a respected doctor, right? He's supposed to – he was blasting Trump because he Candace Owens had led a Blexit rally, a Black Lives Leaving and Exit type of thing, right? That'll take off of
huge
the
huge support, by the way.
Huge support. Right? Thousands of peaceful African Americans marched to the White House. Trump came out to talk to him. Yep. Trump came out and made a prompt to speech on the South Lawn, I guess, or wherever it was, to talk to the protesters led by Candace Owens. He takes his mask off. Here's what Dr. Sanjay Gupta said, Mike. He said, how irresponsible, because the virus can transmit like smoke floats through the air.
Well, then we're all dead.
Seriously?
Just call it.
How do you allow that to go? He should be retracting that this morning. Yeah. He says that yesterday on the news yesterday. And where's the retraction? Where's the media calling him out? Where's Twitter slapping a censorship label on the tweet or whatever, saying this is not real or fact-checked or whatever it is? I mean, talk about irresponsible. You're going to start spreading information to say that this floats through the air like smoke? Are you serious?
If they were honest at all
about
this virus, honest at all about the virus, first of all, they know Joe would be totally done, right? Second of all, we would be long, far away attached from this virus if they were really honest with the American people, right? If they were honest with the deaths, if they were honest with, you know, who was getting sick from this, it would be over. It would be over. Way less deadly than the flu
we'd be
was
talking
two
about.
Years ago.
So you'll
way
love this
deadly.
One. I got to tell this
way
story.
Way less
quick.
Deadly.
I'm going to play this video in Arizona in a second, but you got to hear this story. So if we have a friend, of Marcy's, basically, right? And you know, she's a pro mask, and I'm sure she's got Biden signs in her front lawn. And
when
and
it fits her agenda.
Right, well, of course, exactly. Mm. So they just had a pretty nasty cold down in that school district, and the cold ripped through the entire school, right? Everybody in the school got a cold.
A lot of times it works, yeah.
Right, and Marcy goes, but they were all wearing masks, weren't they? I thought masks were to work. Mm. So look, folks, if masks aren't stopping the common cold from going through the school, it's not going to stop COVID. No. It's not going to stop the
flu. It'll make it worse.
It's just stupid.
Here's what you do. You touch the COVID on your bottle, and then you touch your face.
Exactly.
Let's sing this like a elementary school rhyme, right? Then you touch your face. And when you touch your face and you touch the mask and you put the COVID in the mask and then you breathe it in, you mental midgets, for 20 minutes straight before you take your mask off. And then we can't figure out why people are getting more sick with the mask than without the mask. We said this months ago. We have been so spot on with this whole flu. So spot on. Now, I didn't think they'd be able to carry it out this long. I really, truly did not.
I didn't either. I thought they're going too early at this. It's going to peter out by June.
Yeah, because I thought the Republicans would have a backbone. Silly me, right?
No.
I thought some of the conservatives out there would find their spine, but they haven't done that, right? And even business owners, like, still whining over more money and more bailout. Stop. Open up your damn business
and
take your masks off and tell them to go to hell.
Well, we got to call out people like Dr. Sanjay Gupta. That's
no doubt about that.
Completely spreading fear, just false information, total fear.
You sent me a video of a Spanish doctor, which by the way, we'll post it to our Facebook page for sure, and I'm sure it'll follow over to Twitter. But you got to read the subtext. But he is spot on, and it's so funny because the media doesn't know what to do with this guy because he's not fitting their agenda. Right? It's a global media now; they're all in this together. It's all about socialism, but they couldn't figure this guy out because he was just like, nah, it's really not. What are you going to do for the second week? Are you ready to take the vaccine? He goes, nah, I don't think people need to. I mean, it seems to be gone.
Half the population has it. Like, why would people who've already had it take the vaccine?
Yeah, nobody's dying from it. So
I never went and got a chicken.
That?
Right. I had chicken pox as a kid. I didn't go and get the chicken pox vaccine.
No.
Right. I've already had it. I've got the
antibodies. They didn't know what to do with this guy. They're like, you could tell they're looking for a switch or something, like a drop button. This guy's not scaring people.
Right.
Obviously, this was wrong. You shouldn't have brought him on. Sorry about that. Right. And you could file suit. Doesn't matter. Whether it's in Spain, if it's in Philadelphia or New York City, it's the same BS, garbage, scare people. Don't want to bring on any frontline COVID doctors that are going, you know what? The hospital systems are a little bit overwhelmed sometimes because we laid off 50% of our staff. That's why. And because people that, you know, maybe had heart issues 3 months ago that were afraid to come in are now starting to come back in. But, you know, if we could go back to 100%, you know, staff, we would be just fine because nobody's dying of COVID.
Exactly. So now they're saying, well, the hospitals, the second wave, the hospitals becoming overwhelmed in Europe. Mm. And the doctor's saying, well, because nobody came in for knee surgeries and hip replacements and nobody
they're
got their treatments and they're trying to catch back up now. And it is. It's tough to get stuff scheduled. He's right. Even in the U.S., I've got family that needs to get stuff scheduled. They're having a hell of a time getting in to get the stuff scheduled.
My mom's got knee surgery first week of December. It was scheduled months ago. They rescheduled it now, first week of December.
One last thing, and then we get back to the voter fraud thing. But I sent you the article. Now I can't seem to find it. But someone in the World Health Organization came out and said, "Stop the lockdowns." We meant for lockdowns to be just to buy us time, not as a treatment measure. One of the head doctors of the World Health Organization came out. So he's imploring the world leaders.
He's done.
But he's right. He's imploring the world leaders to say, look, we never suggested lockdowns as an actual treatment or a way to handle any sort of virus. We suggested lockdowns as a way to just buy ourselves a couple of weeks to get the equipment that we needed to handle this. Yeah. And, of course, the liberals in this country just turned it completely around. And hopefully more of these doctors will start to get some airtime and come out and say this, because in New York City, de Blasio, he's punishing the Orthodox Jewish communities, the conservative communities. Yep. He's specifically targeting communities that are typically, you know, voting blocks for the Republicans and punishing. These folks are tyrants. I mean, de Blasio, Cuomo, these are tyrants. They are punishing people. Like the Arrow Golf Club, where they lost a court case, Cuomo did. Arrow won, and they came in the next day and took their liquor license, as punishment. That's what they do. Yep. It's disgusting.
Dirt bags.
This is back to the you can't make this stuff up. This is so all this week, Trump is everywhere, right? Trump and the kids, by the way, are blitzing everywhere. Trump's got a rally Monday night in Sanford.
All day radio last week.
All day Friday. He's on Rush. He was on Levin. He was on Hannity over the weekend. He was on Maria Bartiromo on Sunday morning.
Don't forget, he had that flu, though, that's so deadly you got to get tested to see if you have it too.
Well, I love that. Regeneron. Yeah. We got to make a commercial. I mean, you cannot make this up. I got a effects button here. I got to do the commercial.
I'll tell you what, though, but it does prove exactly what we've been saying forever, which is 99.7% you'll be fine. Yeah. They were treating this thing wrong in the beginning. They learned from it. You don't treat it with a ventilator. You treat it with hydrochloroquine or Regeneron, whatever it's called.
Regeneron.
And if you do that, even with pre-existing conditions, there's a very, very high chance you're just going to be just fine. If you have no pre-existing conditions, almost 100%, you're fine.
We have that treatment now because of Operation Warp Speed, because of an executive order that Trump put in place. President Trump needs to go down and really just continuously list off his accomplishments. Every time he does a press conference and he's got to start using these press conferences. You know, as soon as they ask him a stupid question,
daily.
Mr. President, are you going to denounce racism? You know what? I've already done that, but since you've asked a stupid question, let me give you an answer that you didn't ask, because this is important. This is stuff American people do want to know. Here's what we did. We did Operation Warp Speed. That allowed us to get these therapeutics to where we are right now. We've got five drugs in the final phase. Pfizer looks very promising. We've got the Regeneron. We've got treatments and therapeutics. Here's the other things we've done, by the way. We did the USMCA. We fixed the NAFTA deal that Bill Clinton gave away all of our manufacturing jobs for to Mexico. Hey, we got that done. We got tough on China. Mm. We got billions of dollars of money back, and corrected a little bit, at least the starting of fixing the trade war, right?
And not just China,
globally, right. Absolutely.
Globally, right?
We got prison reform done.
Lowering corporate tax rates.
Yeah, so much.
And repatriating money back into this country.
So every time he does a press conference, that's what he needs to do. And say, okay, if you're going to waste time with a stupid question, I'm going to give you the answer that I want to give. If you want to ask a real question like, you know, Mr. President, when do you think Regeneron might be available for public use? When do you think the rest of the public might have access to this? That's a good question.
Yeah.
I think people would like to know that.
That's right.
You are in the press pool and you're given a responsibility to ask the president questions or ask whoever leader the questions and you know, try to ask questions that the American people really want to know. Yeah. You and the media have completely lost your way.
No,
I don't know
even
if
care.
They don't even you
care.
Are just propagandists. You're activists.
There's nobody to call him out, Glenn, right? So there's no
go on an activist
follow
show.
Up with that and say, hey, did you see the stupid question that the guy from ABC asked? No, there's none of that.
Just start an activist show then. Be a Tucker Carlson. He's an opinion show. There's nothing wrong with that.
No,
anyway.
They're hell-bent on their agenda, and that's it.
This is
you're not going to get hired in one of those networks.
No.
We got kicked off two of those networks for being conservative.
Right.
So we know. We were there, front line. Saw what happens when you say you don't like a baby being aborted as it's coming out of the womb. You lose your position at that station. Trust me. Happened to us.
There are some people that are, again, on the liberal side. There's a lot of normal Democrats that are the old JFK working in the union, working UAW. Yep. Your party has left you, folks. I don't know what to tell you, but they're gone, right? They are the party now of the left-wing radicals, of the AOC, the Green New Deal, the elimination of fracking, open borders.
Get rid of the Green New Deal. Let's get rid of airplanes.
Right.
You want to talk about eating your dogs.
Right.
Because that's where we would be with the Green New Deal, right?
Exactly.
You would be fighting for donkeys in the street, just to try scraps in the street.
Yeah.
If the Green New Deal went through.
Yeah, if Biden gets in, people ask me, what would you do? I would stock up on pets.
Yep.
No, I'm joking. Seriously, let me play this. This is so sad.
Fish, for sure.
This reporter in Arizona doesn't even know what to say. Biden goes out to Arizona. I think this is on Saturday. Literally, this is the first campaign stop for Biden-Harris together.
You would think first campaign stop together, there would be people from Nevada.
Right?
I mean, people
thousands,
coming in from
thousands.
All over the place,
my God, the excitement for the thousands.
If it was the first Trump-Pence one, they would be driving in from miles and miles. But a day trip easy, for sure.
For just a Trump rally, they're waiting out for days.
Yep.
The line goes for miles sometimes. Biden in Arizona.
Can't get tickets.
Yeah.
There's really not much to see. I'll step out of the way, but it's kind of boring out here. So
in case I'm blocking that one person.
Presidential campaign event. We don't see people rallying outside. We don't see signs or really much of what's going on. And I'm told by one of the Biden staffers, local staffers, is that they kind of kept the details about the visit.
That's a lie.
Yeah.
They advertised it on radio. They advertised it on TV.
Yeah, we didn't
they
want
advertised
anybody
it on social
rally.
Media. You don't keep the first campaign stop between the president and the presidential candidate and the running mate a secret. Okay?
Why do you do it then?
Why would you do it? Right.
Why would you do it?
Right.
Just stay at home. Just stay in the
basement.
Right?
Unless you're meeting Loretta Lynch on the air tarmac.
You do a rally to rally people, right?
Doesn't know what to do. You got a two-minute segment here. Fill the segment. Here she is again.
She reminds me of the reporter, though, in the Spanish, interviewing the Spanish doctor. I'm not sure what.
Well, the best
part is
the guy jumps in that interview. You got to go watch that on our Twitter feed, at Finga. The other reporter jumps in. Well, you can't be serious. Because I am serious. I am. And then the the interview because he called him a liar.
Yeah.
But anyway, she just goes on here because she doesn't know what to say. I love this.
As far as the timing and the exact locations, and pretty much all the people that we saw enter into the parking lot about 45 minutes ago were with the Biden-Harris campaign and the pool reporter. So you would expect to see, this is a pretty big event for the two of them to be campaigning together for the first time since the Democratic National Convention here in Arizona. We've established our state has established itself as a battleground state. And so this is technically a big event, but not a lot of fanfare.
No.
So we're getting information about what's going on with these meetings from our national correspondent pool reporters. But from out here, you really can't tell anything much is going on. Biden-Harris campaign not releasing a lot of details about where these events are taking place and exactly when. Like I said, this is a huge event politically, but you can't tell by the outside of the Heard Museum. There's really not a lot going on.
It's a huge event. It's a huge event.
Oh, my.
She goes, well, they didn't release any details. Well, then how did you know about it?
They did. They advertised it on TV, radio, and social media.
Did they just call you?
Yeah.
Do you have the answers to the next debate? Maybe that's the reason you're invited.
Nobody showed up. Not a soul. Outside of the pool reporters and people actually in the campaign for Biden-Harris. Nobody showed up. Not a soul. Folks, we are being so played, I can't even tell you. I got to believe that it will show up. If it's a fair election, this is, again, Reagan-Mondale. Reagan won 49 out of 50 states. Mondale barely won his home state of, I think it was Minneapolis.
What will turn this, if it's a fair election, is the anti-law enforcement, right? most people are good people. Most people understand that they need to be able to call 911. Most people understand that 99.9% of police officers are good people, and they sign up because they want to help. You know, is there that 0.1 that's bad? Yeah, it's way less in the police department than it is in any other industry. I really believe that, right? I
mean, oh, yeah.
You go to a factory and interview 100 men and women there and, you know, get their backgrounds. And I assure you that it's way more than 1%, right? Yeah. But that anti-law enforcement, people started to see those cities being burnt down. Trump saying, I will send in people to help. And the Democrat leadership going, nah, that's okay. Yeah. We don't need it. You know, a little bit fiery here, but
other than that,
pretty peaceful. Right?
I think fiery, but mainly peaceful. Don't believe your eyes, folks.
Those hardworking Democrats like you talked about, you know, I'm going to put my boots on and go to work Democrats, they're not voting for that garbage. They're supporting the police officers. They're supporting, the law enforcement. They get it. They understand that. So he's done. He's done. You can't. There is just zero energy in this campaign. Zero. There was zero. There was a lot of energy behind Hillary. There was a lot of women that wanted to see a woman, you know, president. Mm-hmm. And that was, they didn't care. They didn't want to look at the details. They didn't care that her husband was accused of rape multiple times and on an airplane 26 times with a pedophile. They didn't care about that. They just wanted a woman president.
That's right.
We old white men have been already elected.
Right. We got a lot of those.
He's got no energy. None.
And Kamala Harris is just a bitchy woman. And I hate to say that because, and here's the thing, folks, don't call me a misogynist male or whatever. Women don't like bitchy women either. Nobody likes bitchy people. Men don't like bitchy men, right? We all know men that just complain about everything. I call them Eeyores, right? Looks like rain. How you doing today? Well, life sucks. Here's a list of things wrong with me. I avoid people like that, right? You do too, Mike. I mean, you don't want to be around negative people. No. Kamala Harris is a nasty, bitter, negative person. And she comes across that way. And on top of that, the icing on the cake is she's condescending.
She just comes across in a way like Cuomo almost, like just very condescending. Like she's just better than you are
because she's the elite, right? Meanwhile, her state is completely failing. I mean, it's a joke. California is a disaster.
Everything that Democrats have touched, really. Oh, I can't think of anything. We were talking about this in the radio show on Saturday. I can't think of anything. You know, they used to say, well, look at, but you're pointing out some of the Democrat-run cities like Detroit or the city of Buffalo, but what about New York City? Look at all the glamour and how amazing it is, right? Or San Francisco. Look at all the people that travel there. Or Seattle, right? And I'm thinking, there is nothing that they have touched that hasn't been destroyed.
Yeah.
Not the school systems, not the cities, you name it. It doesn't, welfare, whatever it is, they have totally destroyed it. It's just a matter of time. It's not if, it's when. When it comes to Democrat-run places.
And they don't care as long as they're in power. They don't care if it's an absolute charred landscape as long as they have the power. Because they're still going to be eating steaks. Nancy's still flying on a private jet, right?
You would think that the places they've run have been for either a very short period of time or very successful, right? You'd say, well, look, we've only been in charge of the city of Buffalo for 5 years or four years, right? We only have the mayor's office. We don't have the school boards.
We can't control that.
The seats on the,
but they do control it.
They control
and a lot of these cities, they control every bit of it. From the police chief to the mayor to the school board to the prosecutor, you write down the list.
Occasionally
the whole
a Republican sneaks in there and he or she is absolutely useless in their journey.
Right, exactly. Exactly, that's right. Yeah. Here's Biden, by the way. This is what's going to really get him now because the media is actually, for once, in a little bit of a way, starting to call him out on packing the courts. And by the way, you Republicans, stop using the euphemisms like packing the courts and explain what it really is. What the Democrats want to do is they want to add additional seats to the Supreme Court, making it more than 9.
So they can just simply add 9 more Democrats, and now we have a supermajority of Democrats.
Dilute the power.
You will destroy one of the 3 branches of government. And by the way, they want to do the same thing with the Senate. They want to make D.C. a state eligible for senators, which would give the 2 more seats to the Democrats and shift the balance of power to the Democrats. The Democrats don't care if they destroy 250 years now of a free country and the most amazing civilization on the face of the planet ever. Okay? I mean,
ending slavery, going from the lowest tax bracket to the highest tax bracket in the shortest period of time, right? The poorest people here are the wealthiest people.
Oh, my God, yeah. Absolutely. Right? I mean, you look at what how many people we've lifted out of poverty worldwide over the centuries. It's unbelievable.
Point, the spineless Republicans let them get away with it.
Because they do.
We continue to negotiate. Mm-hmm. We continue to be afraid to cut stuff, right? Oh, my gosh, we get cuts. We can't shut the government down. Remember that? We've interviewed multiple Republicans. You guys just want to shut the government down when you're going through that for years.
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
If that's what it takes.
Yes, that's exactly what we do.
The
non-essential people, I'm sick of paying for.
Right.
I only want to pay for the essential people.
Exactly.
How about that?
Exactly. Well, again, I don't want to harp on the corona thing anymore, but, you know, you go back and, again, who are they still paying? Who's still getting paid? Government officials, government workers,
overtime,
right? You've lost your job. You've lost your restaurant. You've lost your business. You've lost your bar. You've lost your laundromat. You've lost your life savings of what you put in to your business, right? Meanwhile, you know, there's some crony that you have to pay for. That's the best part. You're still going to get your tax bill, right?
That's right.
If you own a home, you're still getting that. Whether you have a job or not, whether your job was cut, your business was closed, you're going to get a tax bill so you can pay for that administrator in the school.
And they're going
Sad.
Up.
And they're going up, absolutely.
Yep. You'll be asked to pay your fair share for it.
I'm sure. This is Joe Biden, and I was just going to say, you know, the media's starting to call him on this whole packing the court thing, right, of this adding seats. They want to know because his answers are horrible. Here's him now. I think he's in Pennsylvania. Nobody's here. They're all 50 feet apart, and they're all wearing masks. This is the most ridiculous thing. Meanwhile, Joe takes it. He gives a speech wearing a mask, and then promptly takes it off and walks over to a crowd of people.
He thought the camera was on.
He takes his mask off at another event and then coughs into his hand, readjusts the microphone, and puts his mask back up. Seriously?
And common sense is just totally
Come
wrong.
On.
It really, truly is.
Nobody in the media calls him out on this, but at least you call him out on there.
That's funny because over the weekend, some few people said to me, oh, I know you're anti-mask. I said, I'm not anti-mask. I'm anti-me wearing a mask. I like a healthy immune system.
I'm anti-lack of common sense.
Yeah, that's exactly
right.
Right? This is going to go. Yeah, like I have common sense, right? I know that's how my immune system is built. I look at if you have a mask on and you want to wear a mask, if they work, I'm not going to spit through your mask. You'll be fine. Wear it all day.
Yeah,
wear
that's
it.
Fine.
Wear it to sleep.
You do you. See,
you do you.
But that's
my body,
coming.
My choice.
Right?
How about that? Yeah.
But with liberals, it's not. It's all about liberalism. At the heart of it is about controlling other people and their behaviors. That's what it's all about.
That's
whether
right.
it's what restaurants you can go to, whether chicken wings constitute a meal or not. Chicken wings are not a meal, right? They want to control everything you do, from how you drive your car, if you wear your seatbelt, if you wear your helmet. I mean, we are to a point now where, you know, again, 200 years ago, we had free states and non-free states, right? The North were free states, the South were not. We fought a civil war over this. Everybody knows our history.
Yep.
We're now at a point now where we also, again, are at a point where we have free states and non-free states. It has nothing to do with race in this case. It has everything to do with your political affiliation. You've got Kamala Harris out there saying, we're coming after you. When we get into power, right? You've got states like New York.
Think about that. We're coming after you.
We're coming
you.
After
people
you.
People will vote for her.
We've got
like,
places
people
like...
People
yeah.
will vote for her. People
right.
Will, that's a great idea. You're
right.
going to come after
Sickening.
Me.
Sickening.
Oh,
my
you've
God.
Got,
it's crazy.
So I live in a place that's sort of free.
Right? So you've got places like New York that are telling you what you can eat. And here's how stupid New York is. You have three people go up to a bar. Can we get a drink? No. What do you mean I can't get a drink? I'm waiting for my table. You can't get a drink while you're waiting for your table. What do you mean? You have to order an appetizer. Okay, fine. give me an order of nachos. Okay, great. I'll have a beer. And she'll have a glass of wine. Oh, no, she can't have wine. What are you talking about? Well, the nachos are for you, not for them. What do you mean? Well, they have to order their own appetizer, but
this?
They don't want an appetizer.
Yeah.
We're sitting down to dinner. Give me a damn drink. What is this?
Sorry. Nachos don't constitute a meal. That's what that won't work. You need to order a sandwich. Wait.
Right?
Yeah, but I'm going to order a sandwich when I sit down and eat dinner. Yeah. Yeah. Please, sir. Go back. Please put your mask on and go back to the
Honest
front.
To God. It's just so stupid, folks.
It's
so
no common
dumb.
Sense.
So
no,
dumb.
But we're listening. We're listening,
I'm
folks.
Not. I'm
where
not going
is
on
the restaurant? I'm not either. But where's the restaurant owner that says, you know, enough is enough. I'm done.
They
and
all
I'm
need to get together.
You
should all be getting together, folks. We were out one of those meetings.
Yep.
We were out one of those meetings back in August, remember? There's a nice guy. I'm sure he meant well. But he's like, listen, if we could just... Here's the thing. We still don't have these rapid tests, by the way. He was talking about having rapid tests, having people go to the parking lot and wait a half an hour.
But he owned a restaurant. Like, I'm thinking, and we don't even own a restaurant. We're on this call, and I'm like, I was in a
trying to advocate for that.
Minutes.
Right. Yeah. Trying to advocate for that.
Really? here's the chances of Mike Lomas taking his family out and you checking my temperature. Zero.
Yep.
Zero.
There it is.
Zero.
Yep. Exactly.
Zero. 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 You want to check my temperature? I'm going to wait in the car for results while I go in to eat? Forget
that. Stupid. But he was talking about using those rapid tests so you get the results in like a half hour. We still don't have these tests.
Yeah.
We still don't. Anyway,
we don't have people dying of COVID. But
no.
Seriously, the rate in Western New York, and this is how beyond asinine it is, the infection rate is like 1.3% or 1.2 with a 99.89% of survival.
Yeah.
The average age of death did not go down. Mm-hmm. So anybody that passed away from this, and I don't say anybody, but pretty much anybody, was passing away anyways. Mm-hmm. And we didn't speed up their death. Don't tell me we killed grandma. I've seen the statistics, right? We've killed like 12,000 people.
Well,
more people died falling in their bathroom last year than due to COVID.
I will say this, though. Governor Cuomo killed 12,000 people in nursing homes. That's because of him. And if he had not put COVID people into nursing homes, a lot of those people would not yet be dead, honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, look, nursing home is the big, it's not your starting point in life, okay? It's the ending point in life.
That's
Let's
right.
be fair, okay?
Yeah.
My uncle was in a nursing home last year.
Yeah.
He died in September. God rest his soul.
My
was ready.
Said multiple times ago, we're talking to her through a glass window.
Right.
She said she'd rather.
It's not worth it. It's not worth it, right?
No.
But there's definitely people that were in nursing homes that were probably going, you know, maybe going to last another year, or maybe going to last longer, that because of Cuomo's actions, and he was on the Today Show this morning, by the way, on Monday morning. He's on the Today Show touting his book. He's on a book promotion tour now. And he's got 12,000 of the 200,000 deaths were New York State nursing homes. And again, there's probably, you know, a few thousand of those people were this was their last year either way, right? Let's be honest. Like my uncle, he died in September. He didn't die of COVID. He died because he was old.
He's
86 years old. God rest his soul.
They
would have marked him as COVID, sure. Absolutely, they would have. But, well, again, had Cuomo not engaged in the policy, over half of the people that died in this country, the 200,000, are from nursing homes, folks, to 100,000 people. Now, you take New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Michigan, and California, five liberal-run states, all had the same policy. And Cuomo's out there. He first says, well, we were just following the CDC. Really? 45 states were smart enough not to follow the CDC.
That's right.
Five states were not smart enough.
Just,
all run by liberals.
It shows you how corrupt the mainstream media is.
Yeah.
They will put
him
into number one.
He's on Today Show.
He will end up making hundreds of millions of dollars.
In
like
a
all these other
interview.
Dirtbag Democrats, right? He will make hundreds of millions of dollars on how tough he was with COVID.
Yep.
As the mainstream media throw the money right in his pocket.
And then he changes the tune to, it never happened.
No.
I didn't, what are you talking about?
That.
It never
it
happened.
It was only if the hospital systems got overwhelmed. Wait a minute, I thought they were. Remember you were showing us all those pictures of everybody, the dead bodies in the freezers. What happened to that?
Never happened.
Never happened. Here
he is.
So it just never happened.
Never happened.
In New York, where we needed to say to a nursing home, we need you to take this person, even though they're
not true. Talk to the folks in nursing homes, folks.
It's in writing.
They were coming back.
March 25th.
We got it.
Put it in writing, Cuomo.
We should frame that in our office.
What a joke. Yeah.
We should frame that. Get those little buttons, you know, the Build-A-Bear buttons. Where it says, I never did that. Never happened.
Now, the fact that Biden's considering him for attorney general makes me sick.
Oh,
sickening.
Disgusting.
Anyway, let me play Biden here. This is hilarious. He's not hilarious. This is serious. But again, listen to the.
Mr. Biden, I'd just ask you a question about the system.
Take your man. You're 50 feet from the guy.
Yeah.
Look at the
Nobody
video.
Nobody
if you're listening to
this
podcast, by the way, go watch the YouTube video because of all the audio you're hearing. There's a video too. We play those videos, you know, on the YouTube.
Nobody around you, metal midget. Take the mask off.
No one around.
It's okay. And then he spit 50 feet.
Here he is. But he doesn't answer the questions. Like, the American people deserve. No, they don't get deserved to know.
No.
He gets when he's pressed. He goes, no. You, what we want to talk about, I got to get a montage together because there's so many. We want to talk about what Trump's doing now, what he's doing now. We want to talk about, you're supposed to be talking about Trump. You're not supposed to be asking me as if like, you didn't get the playbook.
One reporter that accidentally got in there to ask him a tough question.
Will never be
Nobody else will follow up with that. If you reverse that and that was Trump, every news outlet would have been bashing him for 2 days.
Yeah.
Look at Donald Trump, afraid to ask the question.
Trump has been the most transparent president we've had since
Ronald Reagan. It's pretty clear what they want to do, folks. They do not negotiate, and I just don't understand for the life of me why the Republican Party cannot find a backbone and stop with it.
Because they're half complicit. They're half on the dole. Look at Paul
Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan's in a multi-million-dollar, $10 million mansion with 10-foot fences all the way around. Okay, yeah. He got paid off. Obviously, yeah. He was Mr. Conservative until they said, "Oh, by the way, here's a suitcase full of cash, Mr. Ryan." Oh, that changes my mind. This was questionable. This is Biden again. This is a muffled question, but it's good to ask. So stupid.
I've got to ask you about packing the courts, and I know that you said yesterday you aren't going to answer the question until after the election, but this is the number one thing that I've been asked about from viewers in the past couple of days.
Well, you've been asked by the viewers who are probably Republicans who don't want me continuing to talk about what they're doing to the court right now.
Well, sir, don't the voters deserve to know?
No, they don't. I'm not going to play his game.
No, they don't.
Do talk not. About... And I've already said
what
something.
What are they doing to the courts now, Joe? The same thing that you would do
discussion instead of what he's doing now.
Let's focus on what he's doing
what
now.
What are they doing? He was elected to do that. Right. That's what he was elected to do. He was elected to run for 4 years, and many people didn't like Donald Trump. They just didn't want to lose the courts.
Yep.
They said, this is the number one reason I want to vote for Donald Trump. If the Democrats were in that position, they'd be doing the same darn thing. I'm shocked that they left as many open vacancies in the courts as they did, but they were all...
Well, he was too busy partying with...
They just assumed, by the way, they all assumed that
Hillary was
going to
win.
There's no way Hillary's going to lose to Donald Trump. No way, right?
Yep, Hillary's going next, and she's going to wrap everything up, and then she's going to appoint these things, and we got this wrapped up.
We'll take healthcare to the next level, right? That was the whole game plan.
I'm going to put this up on the screen, too. This is just a picture, so again, if you're listening, you're not going to have no impact. You got to go watch a YouTube channel, the Financial Guys YouTube channel. This was actually put out by, this is so sad, this is the Arizona House Democratic leader. She puts out this picture, Mike, I think I sent this to you, and says that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris bus came through Yuma. So many supporters excited to finally be able to cast their vote. If you zoom in on the picture, folks, there's literally there's 30 people there. That's it. There's 30 people there.
Some Trump flags, if it's the one I'm thinking.
That was a different one. No, that was different. Right. That was the one where they claimed that Biden was with a packed crowd, and they used a Florida picture of a Trump rally, and they passed it off as the Arizona rally.
Somewhere along the way, they were driving the caravan there, and then there was a bunch of Trump flags.
They're honest to God, an empty parking lot. There's maybe 3 dozen Biden support. Maybe. Yeah, if that were a Trump rally, it'd be packed.
Trump haters out there. No. It's really sad that
nobody cares.
Energy.
Because you know, and I've said this from the beginning, that it's hard to win an election because you hate somebody else, right?
Yep.
People typically will vote for their own personal best interest. Even if they hate Trump, if they know their taxes are going to go up, they will, when they go to the polls, they're going to go, well, I hate Trump. I hate the fact that he's orange and he's braggadocious or whatever you want to call him, right?
Plan.
But, I really don't want to pay an extra $1,000 a year in taxes. So,
403B at the school district's at an all-time high.
Yeah, exactly, right? So, anyway, that's the kind of... So, without massive voter fraud, I don't see how the Democrats even come close. And I think that's the idea, by the way. And so let's just talk about a few of the voter fraud things that have come out just recently, because there's so many of them. It's unbelievable, right? I'm just going to scroll. Here we go. Video surveillance catches mail stolen from mailboxes on the day ballots were delivered. The left continues to ignore reality. This is a video from... I believe this was in California.
What's amazing to me that you go back to the Obama elections and we knew there was fraud, right? We knew there was places in Philadelphia.
Yeah, like Philadelphia,
Well, 125% of the vote came in. And nobody investigated.
All for Obama, by the way.
All for Obama.
Nobody pulled the wrong lever. Nobody got it wrong.
How does nobody get investigated, right?
Unbelievable.
This whole Russian thing. Nobody's going to jail.
Oh,
I mean,
by the way, we got to get back to that.
I mean, it just goes on and on and on. I mean, Hillary with wiping her server clean, right? I mean, the corruption just continues to roll. Where's the investigation, by the way, into the pedophile ring? Jeffrey Epstein. Who was on his plane 26 times?
Yeah.
Where does that go?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like falls out of the air. The story goes away.
Grinnell's
dead. It's over.
Well, Richard Grinnell on Sunday said people should go to jail, and he was the the acting director. So we'll see what happens. But you're right.
They should go to jail. They should. And I'll tell you what. It seems pretty obvious that you should be able to go up the ring and find out. We have the logs. We know Clinton.
Well, they're getting there. Let's play some of that because we're getting there.
How long does it take, Glenn? You and I could figure this out in a month.
I think they've got, according to Pompeo, he's got the emails from Hillary. They're going to release them.
Let's go.
I think it's all coming. I don't know about the arrest, but the emails and the more of the information is absolutely going to be coming out this month. Let me get back to election fraud, though, because I want to read some more of these. Tens of thousands of battleground voters received the wrong ballots. This happened in, where was this at? I mean, it's just every single one of these is, this is Ohio. Almost 50,000 Ohio voters received the wrong ballots in the latest mix-up. And the Board of Elections, they keep blaming other people. That's the best. Here's somebody that wrote in. This is Tom Thompson. I'm the son of John and Gertrude Thompson. Both passed away over 10 years ago and got ballots for the upcoming election.
Sure they did.
So, yeah, right? Texas mayoral candidate arrested and charged with 109 counts of voter fraud. In Minneapolis, right, we just saw the sting, right? Who was that? Who am I thinking of, Mike? Great guy. Project Veritas, right? James O'Keefe. Yeah, yeah. James O'Keefe just busted Ilhan Omar, right? Her supporters. The guy's going, look at my cars. And the media, the best part about it was, the media came out, Mike, and basically said, well, that's actually, harvesting ballots is not illegal in Minnesota. Yeah, it is.
Not in Minnesota anymore.
Yes, yes, it still is, actually. And so even the media, like, come on. If you're going to call somebody out on being wrong, how about you do your own research first? Like, it was wrong. Project Veritas is right, and that guy has still not been arrested. You got him on video. He's got a car full of ballots. And to your point, Mike, no one's arresting these people.
No, it just doesn't go anywhere. That's the most.
But this is right in front of you, voter fraud. Like, I get that Hillary's not going to probably be arrested because she's Hillary. But if you're some two-bit guy that has got a truck full of ballots that you collected illegally, I mean, come on, man. I mean,
it just doesn't seem to matter.
It's unbelievable.
So frustrating.
So Richard Grenell,
corrupt and frustrating. And no journalism, right? So there's nothing to, like, complete the circle. You know, years ago, a journalist would go out and do a story on it and say, and then it would expose the corruption, and it would say, all right, well, we've got to go arrest these people.
No, not anymore. So this is Richard Grenell. I'll play a piece of this. He was on Sunday morning Futures with, who runs that show on Fox, but it's a Fox show. Anyway, he is the former acting director of National Intelligence, so he's a pretty big guy here, and he's talking about what they now have and what they're releasing, and it's pretty substantial. They now have the fact that the upper higher end of the intelligence officials knew that this was a hoax. They knew it was a hoax, right?
Yep.
The folks at the top knew it was a hoax, and yet they went with it anyways because they just assumed, again, that Hillary would win.
Yep.
They didn't want to go against Hillary because if they had to report it that Hillary made it up and they went after Hillary for it, or they didn't push her agenda, that's the power Hillary had. These people at the upper echelons of the intelligence community either were in collusion with Hillary or were so damn afraid of her from ending up with a gunshot wound to the back of the head as a suicide that they just went along with her because they assumed that she would win. And when she won, no big deal, right?
Yeah.
But she didn't win. And now, Grenell is out there, and he's basically saying people should go to jail. Let me play the clip of this.
I hope they do go to jail. I mean, that's a huge issue, right, and a huge concern. It's almost like when we wiped out General Motors debt, the damage that did to the credit markets, right?
Yeah.
It's the same thing with lawlessness, right? What's the point if we're not going to actually prosecute these dirtbags?
Let me play this, see if this will play for me here. This is a long interview. No, of course, it's got to go commercial first. You know, honestly, it's to a point now where some of the stuff online is not even worth watching because you're just stuck with commercials. Of course, we're also putting those commercials out there, so I can't complain too much because some of those are ours now, right? So.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah, listen. Anyway.
Well, you guys can save money. Machine guns, that information definitely needs to be made available to the American public. And from what I understand, there's even more underlying evidence
that backs up
what Director Ratcliffe put out. And just think how long it took for us to figure out this information. It's I know it's mind-boggling. This has been a very difficult task for us to get to the
bottom. So I have to find the right clip. Because when she talks when she finally gets Grenell on, he said flat out, he said, this is this Russian collusion is a hoax that career intelligence officials knew about and kept quiet. He proclaimed that somebody needs to go to jail. Somebody needs to go to jail. Some of these people, whether it's Clapper or
Who's the other guy? The FBI.
That would do
CIA,
a lot.
Brennan, right? Brennan
would do a ton to, yep. to bring it back some kind of trust in that community if a few of these folks went to jail.
Absolutely. No, that's exactly what we need. I mean,
it won't. Mark my words. I'll bet you.
Well, here's
the
thing. They now know, though, Mike, that the Russian collusion hoax was. Yep. They know that the upper echelons of the John Brennans or something at the high up at the CIA and the FBI, they knew it was a hoax. And they decided to allow it to go forward anyways.
Prosecute them.
They knew Hillary paid for it, right? They knew it was funded by the DNC, right? Mm-hmm. And they knew, here's the other thing, they now have handwritten notes from Page and Strzok that show that Biden knew and Obama knew. They have notes from a meeting that Biden was in. They were in on it, folks. This was from the very top. Obama should go to jail.
Biden should go to jail. Absolutely.
Clapper should go
and
to jail.
Because,
Brennan
just
should go to jail.
Of Biden or Hillary? Absolutely not. They should.
Comey especially needs to go to jail.
And it should be before the election. Go now. You Republicans. Here's what they'll do. Yeah. They'll wait. Then they'll lose the election.
Well, that's
why they lost the election.
Well, what's his name was saying. Bill Barr was talking about Durham with the investigation. Well, we're not going to have any information or any arrests or indictments out before the election. Why not?
Because if it was you and
why
I,
not?
They wouldn't think twice about going after us.
First of all, why did you wait until the Russian investigation was over to begin? That should have been a parallel special counsel. Okay, you can have a special counsel on me. The special counsel, by the way, the whole reason they appointed a Mueller special counsel was simply to buy them time to destroy the evidence, folks. That's what they have been doing for the last 3 years. They destroyed and wiped clean laptops, phones. Why would you destroy evidence in an investigation? So the FBI goes out there, Mueller through the power of subpoena and the special counsel goes out there, gathers all these cell phones. Hillary, got to have your cell phone. You guy, got to have your cell phone. You were involved. I got to have your cell phone. And then they review them and go, well, nothing to see here. Oh, they're all, we all put them in the crusher. I don't know. We don't have those anymore. They literally went out there, collected all the data. They collected all the information, and then they destroyed it all, folks. Does that seem kind of suspicious to you? Does it seem suspicious that when Hillary got caught, they were smashing blackberries with hammers? Does that seem right to you at all? I mean, just use a little bit of common sense.
Anybody voted for her last time tells you what that party's all about. Right?
Absolutely.
Really. It just tells you what the party's all about, right? They didn't care. I mean, it was pretty obvious what she did last time, right? Wipe the server clean.
Yeah, well, with
the
cloth.
If you're that stupid, you shouldn't be in that position to be running the country. You shouldn't be the most powerful.
Well, she's not stupid. She's devious.
Yeah, she's very devious.
So
are the rest of them. But now we're going to wait till the election's over?
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, man. Would anybody do that for you and I?
No.
Would they say, we'll wait?
They were making stuff up.
If we didn't pay our taxes on April 15th, we go to jail on April 16th, right? I mean, they don't wait around and say, let's wait. Do it next fiscal year. We'll give you time. No, that's not how it works.
Yeah, John,
not with us.
John Brennan and Comey, they thought that Hillary was going to win. They thought she was going to win, and they didn't want their careers to be impacted negatively. They thought, well, if I put this stuff out there, if I'm James Comey, I might not be the director of the FBI anymore. And, of course, you lost your job anyways, Jimmy.
Yeah. Well, and they were in cahoots with her. They wanted her to win, right?
Yeah,
it's
they
pretty
did.
Clear.
Obviously,
voices.
Right?
Yep.
Just a joke. Well, anyway, Trump is out there all week. His kids are out there. They're campaigning on Monday. The kids were in, like, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Florida, Ohio. Where's Hunter, by the way? Is Hunter where's Hunter campaigning this week for Joe? Oh, is that the Diamond Dust Strip Club? Is that where Hunter's at this week? What a joke. I mean, they try to go after the Trump kids, like, seriously. They're out there campaigning for their dad. They're all running businesses. They're all successful. They're all well put together, well spoken.
Just think about how vetted that family has been, and they have found nothing.
No.
They have found nothing.
Meanwhile, Hunter's out there.
Almost hard to believe.
Right.
Almost hard to believe.
Yeah, Hunter's not campaigning anywhere. I wonder why.
Yeah.
The fakest. This is the – we are being played, folks. This is the fakest campaign in history and the fakest support – you know, with all these polls showing that Biden is ahead, I can't even. If they steal this election, we are Venezuela, and it doesn't matter anymore. Your vote it won't make a difference. It's who counts the votes, and that's what
the
Democrats
rich
are planning.
Will get richer, folks.
Of course, they will. Absolutely.
Not everybody's going to be poor.
No.
In a Joe Biden election, not everybody's poor in Venezuela. There's still people over there that are eating, smoking the finest cigars.
Yeah, Cuomo's written his book.
Eating the finest steaks, drinking the finest wine. There's still But the gap between the rich and the poor, trust me, will get wider and wider and wider. And that middle class will go down, and the upper middle class will get wealthier. Watch and see the divide. Yep. We've already seen it. You pick a place. San Francisco.
Doesn't matter.
Yep.
LA.
Seattle. Yep. New York City. Yep. Yep. LA. Yep.
Yep.
Now we're going to try to roll those policies out across the rest of the country.
That's the amazing thing. You have examples everywhere you look.
Look at
how
disgusting
you could,
LA
you could very simply say, okay, look at Democrat-run places. California, highest gap between the rich and the poor, right? Highest poverty levels in the country, right?
Filthy.
Highest homeless rates in the country.
Don't forget about the environment, Glenn. Those are the filthiest, most
filthiest
disgusting
streets,
places
right?
in the country.
Everything they say they're going to fix. Everything that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are out there talking about.
Everything they touch.
They're the ones that have actually destroyed it. We're going to fix the gap between the rich and the poor. You caused the gap. You're the cause of the gap.
Everything they've touched, Glenn, has ended up hellish. Honestly, God, hellish. I mean, you look at L.A., you look at San Francisco.
Why do people see this stuff?
Crap in the streets.
That's the power of propaganda.
It really
the
is.
The fact that
really
people
is.
Don't... You could look at so many examples. New York City, like you just said.
Did
Detroit.
Did you see that CNN special the other day on all the windows smashed in New York City and how disgusting it looks?
No.
Of course not. Right?
Yeah,
of
exactly.
course not.
Yeah.
Right? How could it be that not one major news network says, look at what happened to New York City? How could that
there
possibly?
Are people
they're
that actually
there. They're there.
Mike, there's people that actually believe Antifa does not exist.
Yeah.
They believe Joe when Joe says Antifa's just an idea. I see it on Twitter all the time. Antifa's not a real thing.
No.
Where do you live? I mean, what do you even turn on the radio at all? I mean, listen to even the 2 minutes
the
top of the
fire?
Hour news. I mean,
did they see
nothing?
The towns on fire?
Seriously,
that's what happens.
I guess
CNN
if
a little bit of fire, a little fiery, but mainly peaceful.
Maybe if you don't have a TV, no internet, and you live in the mountains by yourself with no contact with the outside world. If you have any contact with the outside world whatsoever. And you're that ignorant. I don't even know what to tell you. It's amazing.
Yeah.
But anyway. All right, folks. That's going to do it for us. Listen, if you need us throughout the week, of course we do manage money for a living. That's what we do. I wouldn't be overly concerned about Biden winning here. I think Trump's going to win. But even if he does, again, the market's like certainty. As long as we know who's going to be in the White House, we will have certainty. And that will the markets will pick winners and losers. Amazon's not going out of business because of Biden's a winner. Bezos is probably getting richer, right? So
he'll get richer.
There's ways to play.
And by the way, the major shareholders of some of these companies are going to get richer.
Absolutely.
The gap between the rich and the poor will widen.
And the board members that get paid hundreds of thousands of dollars a year just to sit there and look like, like they know something, which they don't. Like Al Gore, who's on the board of Apple, because he's a tech wizard, right? He invented the internet, absolutely.
Fails on a lot of boards.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway,
on a lot of boards.
If you need us throughout the week, call us at the office.
Now, by the way.
Yeah, exactly.
They figured out.
Their kids will be, they hate capitalism until it affects them, and then they figure it out real quick, right? Cuomo, writing a book. That's capitalism, folks. That's writing a book and selling
Andrew
a book. That's how it works.
So he doesn't have to pay
exactly. Wouldn't that be something? Exactly. I wouldn't be surprised at all. Anyway, 833-FIN-GUYS, 833-FIN-GUYS is the number, or better yet, go to our website, thefinancialguys.com. We are active on social media like crazy, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. What else? A YouTube channel, of course. If you're watching this video, we do appreciate it. If you're watching our podcast, give us a thumbs up, hit the bell to subscribe, and you'll get all the notifications when we put new podcasts out. We do release these every week.
Out there, folks.
Yeah,
it's
please
so
share.
Important to share. Get that conservative message out there. We're running out of platforms, right? Fox is about 50-50.
Yeah,
maybe
I don't know.
If we're lucky.
I was watching an interview with Martha Raddatch, and it was
everything
like, what, are you
is,
working for Biden? What?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Everything else is so left, it's corrupt.
It's
left. Yep.
If you are concerned about the election, tune in to our upcoming market commentary, October 28th. It is a call-in virtual deal. Go to our website, thefinancialguys.com, for information. We'll be showcasing and interviewing all of our investment committee members, including Paul Meeks and John Thurr. Paul and John are both CFAs. Paul is on CNBC just about every single week, commenting on tech stocks like Apple and Amazon and things like that. So don't miss that, October 28th. You can go to our website at thefinancialguys.com to sign up. All right, on behalf of Mike Lomas, I'm Glenn Wiggle. Thanks for listening, watching the podcast, and we'll talk to you on Saturday on the radio show.